Presley with Martin Besser.
Our guest now is Richard Brousseau. He's made a living and a life out of studying crime and crime prevention. You've been doing this for many, many years, and you stay up to date with the latest and lowest of trends and things. Spiking is a big problem. I see they did catch that gang of 11, which is good work, but the spiking continues.
It does continue, yes, Martin. It's good work. I want to compliment the police from Winterveld. You know, good intel, informer networking. They got the suspects. Good work. But unfortunately, it's not just one group. You know, this started many years ago, just after the Grasmere Toll Plaza, but it's escalated. Every freeway that goes in and out of Gauteng, we can declare a danger road now. So there's no thing, according to me, as hot spots anymore. Every freeway that you go in and out of Gauteng should be declared a hotspot.
What time commonly does this happen?
Up to about 2 months ago, most common time was after 9 o'clock in the evening until 4 o'clock. But we see incidents now, especially when winter has started, from about 7 o'clock in the evening already.
And these are not just quiet roads?
No. Quite busy roads like the freeway, the Mabopane freeway, the R80, the N4, especially also, you know, going to Rustenburg. There they throw things actually from the bridges near Marikana and so. But as I say, the road could be busy. They'll still target you.
Sure. Okay, so then commonly this spike would obviously slash your tires and you need to, well, it forces you to come to a standstill. How far can a car drive?
Martin, I've been to many of these scenes. You know, if you go over the spike, if I can explain, your car's wheel diameter is, let's say, X big. That tire, let's say you're driving a Nissan or Toyota Hilux Bucky. When you go over the spike, within a second, all the air is pushed out of that tire, so the diameter becomes smaller. So now your vehicle dips in the direction of the damaged tire. Instinctively, we hit the brakes as hard as we can. Want jy skrik, it makes a massive noise, and that's when you start throwing the vehicle off balance. If you just fight the steering wheel a bit, because the car is going to pull violently in the direction of the damaged tire, let it roll. You know, one of the scenes I was at, Toyota Hilux Bucky, the man had 700 kilograms on the back. He actually drove 13 kilometers. The rubber was destroyed completely, but the rim was intact.
Really?
Yes.
It's stronger than we think.
Correct, yes.
Because where would they be sitting?
How they operate is you get the placer. He places the spikes in the road. Most commonly fast lane. Where do all the nice cars drive? Fast lane. Then between 300 and 500 meters further, they'll be lying in the felt waiting for you.
300 to 500 meters. Commonly. Okay.
So ideally, you want to go past that. I would say try and get to about 5-6 kilometers. It sounds like a long distance, but you know what? We're talking about your life here. Don't go and tell yourself it was an accident. I didn't see the spike. It could have been a pothole. No, it's not an accident. That item was put there deliberately, forcing you to stop so that they can attack you.
And they are armed?
Correct, yes. We've had incidents where they storm the vehicle. At about 20, 30 meters away from the vehicle, they start shooting already.
Oh, you see, that's the problem. Because they don't know, it's dark.
Correct.
What you have inside and stuff.
Correct, yes.
And so would you have to get out the car then? What is the safest thing to do?
Let's say, for example, your vehicle breaks now, for whatever reason, and your vehicle is not in the way or obstructing other vehicles on the road. Stop nicely alongside the road. Take out what you want to take out of the vehicle. Lock your vehicle. Don't put emergency lights on. I know the Road Traffic Act says you must warn other motorists, blah, blah, and everything. Your vehicle is out of the way. It's not an obstruction now. Move across the road into the veld, sit down, and wait for your help to arrive. If you now see the robbers breaking stuff out of off your vehicle or going into your vehicle, don't shout, "Hey, what are you doing?" Soon as you make noise, they know that's where the cell phone is, that's where the wallet full of bank cards is. You sit down, wait for help, watch the light on your cell phone, and you wait for help. The chances are very good that the robbers might think you've moved further on the road or someone has already picked you up.
Quick question.
I am a mom. I have 3 children, and so very often when I pull into my house, I have one or more of my children with me. How does one keep your child safe in a situation that isn't safe to them?
You know what? This is going to sound... I wouldn't say funny, but I like those stickers on the vehicle, baby on board. Remember, the robber knows motherly, fatherly instinct is going to take over if there's a child inside the motor car. You will unlock your door. You will exit. It depends on where you place the child in the vehicle. You are going to shout automatically, my child, my child. If you take last year, only 4 times kids were taken with. I know people say, but kidnapping 54 a day. But kidnapping is such a vast, the definition includes so many other crimes. But with kids, 4 times. In all 4 times, something went wrong. So if there's a child inside the motor car, you don't want to pose a threat to the criminal. Exit. Open the back door, place your right leg and foot inside the car. Lean in, grab your child and exit. The reason why I want your foot in the car is if the vehicle moves, it'll throw you where the body weight is, and that is inside the motor vehicle.
Do you take all that in? We should put this once again on a like a shareable audio piece, because I think we've covered a whole lot. Last one quickly.
You mentioned people throwing things from bridges. I know when I was driving past Krasmir, I saw a couple of people at the top of the bridge. I became a little bit unsteady and I was moving the car. What can you do? How can you avoid that, especially in the dark?
If you drive at night and you see a bridge approaching and there aren't any other cars, or you're not close to any other cars, as you get closer to the bridge, do a lane change. Go left lane.
As you
alternatively,
approach. Yeah.
Tap the brake or take your foot off the accelerator. At that time, I want your brain to ask you, what am I doing now? I think there might be danger. Where the problem comes in is when the item hits the car's front window, you get a fright, you tug the steering wheel, throw the vehicle off balance, an accident or crash, as they say. Oh. So as you approach, either foot off the accelerator, but best advice, go left lane.
Go left lane. I wish we had more time. Richard, it's good to see you again. Please come back again soon. Unfortunately, in the context of South Africa, it's often quite necessary to talk about these things and to be better prepared. Thank you for your time. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Martin.
Good to see you again, Richard Brousseau. And if you missed all of this, and it was a lot, but listen, as South Africans, I don't think we can remind ourselves enough to be at least vigilant and aware and to try and understand what to do in these situations. We'll put this on podcast for you, on audio on demand, on jacarandafm.com.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.